No, it was a little bit of a heartbreaking game, but what a good game it was last night as the Fort Worth Brahmas took on the Wichita Thunder in Game 3 in the first home game that they have had in this actual playoff series. But starting out, the both teams looking very strong, some big hits from both directions, and something that I commented on with the Wichita Thunder, you know, not a team that gets a whole lot of penalties, very clean playing team. I didn't know how I felt about that during the first period. You know, I saw a couple of questionable things that didn't get called, but then the linesman called something on the Brahmas that didn't seem like it should have been, but maybe that's just me being biased. A bad check into the back of Schneider that almost put him down into the boards, and I figured that there would have been a call on that, but nothing. But Schneider got a little bit of revenge. I don't know if it was technically the same player or not, but this was really the highlight of the game for me last night, and everybody knows I like to see a little carnage. I like to see some big hits. If we can throw a fight my way, please. But last night, little 5'9" defensive man Schneider. If you've heard me talk about the Brahmas, you've heard me talk about Schneider. Small guy, very explosive, and he proved it last night when he was right around center ice right there, and maybe a little bit more towards the blue line, but one of the Wichita Thunder came skating, got a hold of the puck. The second he got the puck, he gets a awesome hip check from Schneider, and you know, I tell you, the best way that I described it to you this morning was it was like watching the Mighty Ducks when they duck down and one of the kids goes flying over him head over heels. It's exactly what it looked like. However, when Schneider put this hip check on him, the other player flew up in the air about 2 to 3 feet off the ice and then came crashing down. Luckily enough, he landed safely, but it was just such a huge hit.
And it was a good game overall, but the Brahmas were defeated by a score of 3-0. One of those, an empty net goal in the late third period, as they were already down by 2-0. But overall, you can't be upset by the way that they played. However, coming up Saturday, going to be a little bit of a different story. Wes Bloom might be back in net, and so looking forward to seeing him back there to stop some of those shots. But if you're interested, check it out on Saturday. They're also going to have a family fun night starting around 6 p.m. with players signing jerseys. Lots of players' equipment that has been game worn going to be auctioned off. And again, check it out. It's down at the Nitech Sports Arena in North Richland Hills. You can check them out at Brahmas.com. Also on Facebook, Fort Worth Brahmas. And until Saturday, I'm wishing the Brahmas the best of luck from out here in Eastland, Texas. And see everybody then.